I love the program. It's a little bit of everything and works that were written for you. Some Steve Reich, who's, you know, such a great composer. Paul Lansky, who, of course, with David Starbin, is such a wonderful musician. Tell us a little bit about how you put a program like this together.
I guess I'm trying to be true to myself. And these are all the music that I love performing, and I actually really like them. And I'm kind of a person, you know, I always think that as a 21st century person, you know, you get to listen to so many different types of music. And I think that's some beauty in that, that I can try to play different styles of music and genres of music, that I can play it and, you know, like kind of show that with, share that with my audience. So you can hear music from the Baroque, that all the way to, like, you know, like you were saying, Steve Reich, is something that I want to kind of share with the audience that they normally wouldn't get, you know, in like on a concert hall.
When you play a work like Dim Waves Rise and have it, you know, sort of tailor-made for you, does that help inform when you play Bach and Scarlatti and Albéniz?
Huh, that's a really good question. Wow. Yes, in a way, yeah. Okay, I guess it's a little different process, because when I have a live composer, I can actually call them up and it's like, hey, what do you mean by this? And are you sure you wanted this? Like, you know, I can actually check with them. And I'll bring an interpretation to the composer, and then he'll kind of approve and like, oh, what, he'll like make suggestions. But with the compositions that, you know, that I can't really call up Bach, I wish I can, but it really leaves up to me, like, I guess, like my interpretation. So it kind of goes both ways, that I get to respect what the composer wants, as like working with like living composers and what I do, like how I approach with Bach and Scarlatti, but I always try to bring my kind of interpretation and my taste to it. So yeah, I guess it kind of, it does help, but really, I don't know.
Well, it's a varied program, and I know that you've performed chamber music and with the Kansas City Symphony and that incredible hall that they have, such a lovely group. Is it fun keeping up both orchestral works, chamber works, and this incredible solo program that you're going to perform?
Yeah, actually, it's so much fun. So back in October and November, I just played with the Roswell Symphony and then the Montana Great Falls Symphony. And yeah, I got to play the, you know, very famous Concerto Arrangements. But still, like, I have that, like, soloistic mindset. So it's very different working with, you know, like chamber group, because chamber group, I feel like it's very equal and, you know, you work with others. And but when you're working with orchestra, you have to work with like the conductors and the orchestra. So it's a totally different like dialing in and tuning in with like other instruments. And like solo program is totally different too, because like you're kind of alone in that stage and, you know, like you kind of have to like bring all just by yourself. You're alone this by yourself, and you kind of have to like bring up that much energy. But when you're playing with an orchestra or like chamber musicians, there's like, you know, like multiple energy sources, which is kind of nice. But yeah, it's different. I don't know. It's just like really fun, like going into different mindsets.
We're really looking forward to your solo recital coming up on Friday the 26th in Loeb Playhouse. We're speaking with Gigi, who won the 2016 Concert Artists Guild International Competition, took first prize. How has that changed your life?
It changed massively. I have a manager now. like Concert Artists Guild is my management, and they've been helping so much and been so supportive. And I actually was kind of surprised that they were really cool with all this kind of crazy music that I've been doing. Like I said, I had a concert at the Pulsar Rouge in New York, and it was just kind of like minimalist music to my compositions, which kind of is like a noise rock with my electric guitar and electronics. And my management is like so supportive of like what kind of musician and artist I am. And I'm really have been like, it just changed drastically, because I right now, like rather than focusing on studies, like I've been focusing on like what kind of unique repertoire I can bring in the concert setting.
We're excited about that, and imagine that there's so many things going on. Would you tell us a little bit about your instruments? Does your guitar have a name? What? Tell us a little bit about your axe.
Oh, yes. I'm actually going to bring two instruments. So one is a Fender Strat designed by this amazing artist, bassist, Jack Fees in Connecticut. It's a custom-made like Fender Strat, and it's just really beautiful. I'm going to play that for Gulli Bjornsson's piece, The Dark Wave Rise. And my classical guitar is Gernot Wagner, and it's a German handmade guitar, and it's double-top classical guitar, and it's just like absolutely gorgeous, and I've had it for, I guess, about like 7 years now.
Thanks so much for talking to us today, and we'll see you here at Purdue.
Oh my gosh, see you soon. Thank you so much.